I could ever have imagined, Piper recalls. When I was killed, I was immediately transported to Heaven's Gate. It was an instantaneous thing. Now I'm going to tell you later on what he said he saw there. You see, we all want to get a glimpse of heaven before we get there, don't we? We want the blessed assurance that there's really a place called heaven. We want to see it. I want to see it. I wouldn't mind getting a glimpse. I don't want to die to get the glimpse, but I wouldn't mind getting the glimpse. I don't know if I'm going to be able to withstand getting the glimpse. But we all want to get a glimpse, many of us, I should say. Speak for myself. Want to get a glimpse of heaven. So towards the end of the story, I will tell you what he saw, as it ties into the Revelation scripture. And so we come to the gospel narrative, and we kind of know this story, don't we? Do you know that Jesus and Mary and Martha were friends, right? And Jesus would go to the house to eat, right? Jesus, God in flesh. And when Mary came where Jesus was, and the Bible says that she saw him, she knelt at his feet, right? And she what? And she said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Now, the other gospels tell you that they had sent for Jesus. John doesn't say it, right? But the other gospel said they had sent for Jesus when he was sick. And Jesus did not come right away, right? He says to wait. But John just goes straight to the point. He says, she went to his feet, and he says, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came to her were also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. Now, a couple of folks, interpreters, said Jesus wasn't upset because he had died. Jesus knew what he was going to do. Jesus was disturbed because they didn't believe what he could do. Another thought about that last night as I was reading a commentary. He said, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see, come and see. And then Jesus began to weep. And some of the Jews said, see how we love them? I truly believe that Jesus weeps when his children, when we, his beloved that he died for, are in need, weep for us. But some of them said, of course, standing there, the Pharisees, could not he have opened his eyes of the blind man? He opened the eyes of the blind man. Why couldn't he have done this? Kept a man from dying. Folks are always ready to criticize, isn't it? Always ready. They don't have a better answer, but they can't do any better, but they're ready to criticize. And then Jesus, again, the Bible says, was greatly disturbed, and he came to the tomb, which was like a cave. You see that picture on my front piece. And he said to them, and the stone was lying there, and Jesus said, take away the stone. Told the people to take away the stone. And Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, in essence, she said, Lord, what is the matter with you? He's already smelling, right? She says, Lord, already the stench is there because he has been dead for days. Now, you know that stench and smell, bad smell, don't stop Jesus. Jesus goes into all kinds of places to save people. Jesus goes to prison. Jesus goes to houses of you know, where folks do things that they ought not to do. Jesus goes into crack houses. People have accepted God, Jesus, in crack houses, right? In drug-infested places, in sex houses. Jesus will go where the need is, and Jesus will save someone. Amen? So the stench did not faze him. And Jesus said to her, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you will see the glory of God? He had told him, if you believe, remember in the other scripture he had said, believe, I am the resurrection and the life. John doesn't speak about this here, but John has the seven I ams. And one of the I am is, I am the resurrection and the life. He told her, I am, whoever believes in me shall never die. John had told her. And Jesus looked upwards and then he prayed to God. And he said to God, Father, I thank you. And I'm praying to you so that they, you may do this thing and so that they can believe. And when he said that, he cried out with a loud voice and he says, Lazarus. And God, Jesus can wake up dead folks. And Jesus can wake up dead situations in our lives. Wake it up, shake it up. Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out and his hands and feet bound and all of that. And Jesus says, unbind him. He said it to the people. Unbind him and let him go. Set him free. And what a day that was. So here are my key points, Susan, on what Jesus is saying here. Here are the key points. The first one, Jesus wants us to believe in what he tells us. He truly wants us to believe. We see that in John 11:40. He wants us to believe. That's why he was so overwhelmed. That's why he said to you, are you in the 48%? Who knows what percent it is now? Right? He wants us to believe. Second point, the church and Christians should not be an obstacle to anyone's walk with Christ. We should not stand in the way. And that's why Jesus says, roll away the stone. Any stumbling block that stands in the way of God's children or someone accepting Jesus Christ, Paul tells us, it is like them putting a millstone around their neck and being thrown in the water to drown. We should never be a stumbling block to anyone's walk with Jesus. Even if they haven't come to church in 40 years and they just show up, we should always be ready to welcome them. And number three, the church and Christians is called to what? Unbind folks spiritually and set them free. When people come to our church, they need to hear the word of God. Not just the stories are wonderful, the reflections are wonderful, but they need to hear the word of God, which will unbind them and set them free. There is no story, no reflection, or anything. It is good to tie your text into it, but it's the word of God that unbinds. The word of God, when you read the word of God that says, Jesus loves you, Jesus died for you, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. That is what sets us free. Sets us free. And we need as a church to what? And we as Christians to what? Unbind. Not complicated. Tell people the true and simple gospel. We don't have to try to figure it out and dig so deep that we can't understand, because we are never going to understand everything. Amen? And so the story continues, the story about the man who died. Piper refers to, he says now he was transported into heaven. And Piper refers to his heavenly tour as a smorgasbord for the senses. He says he was being embraced and welcomed by friends he had known throughout his life, angelic choirs and even a pearly gate, sort of. And he was embraced by friends. Oh, although I didn't have a body, as we normally think of one, I didn't see a single person who didn't know me, he explains. There were relatives, there were friends who had died in high school. There were some of my teachers there. There were people I had known all my life who had gone to glory. They were smiling, embracing me, and welcoming me. Then I looked over their heads and I could see the looming gate. To say it was beautiful would be a serious understatement. It wasn't pearly, as people say. It was more like it had been sculpted from mother of pearl. Then there was a light I could not fathom as a human being. And there was angelic choir that seemed to be singing every praise song conceivable all at once. But almost as Piper's heavenly excursion began, it ended, thanks to the power of answered prayer. And so he had a glimpse of heaven, the place that we are all planning to go or hope to go to. John the Revelator said in Revelation, the new heaven and the new earth. He writes about the new heaven and the earth. He says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. Here's a glimpse of heaven that one man saw and that John tells us. And he says, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the throne of God is among mortals. And oh, hear the words of the Lord. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. I believe. Do you believe? I believe, you see. It makes me excited that my brother, who went home this year, has seen my mama and my father. Oh, glory to God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death will be no more, oh, glory to God. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne says, see, I am making all things new. And also he says, write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. And then he said to me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. Yes, he is. The beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. That's the promise. That is the eternal promise that will never be broken. And as the gentleman who had died says, he says, my first conscious memory was what a friend we have in Jesus. He says, here I was in this crushed vehicle, staring up at the tarp that had been thrown over me, holding someone's hand, and I am singing a song. What in the heck is going on? I had a glimpse of heaven. And now he goes around and tell people. Piper was transported to the nearest trauma hospital in Houston, and he had to spend months there to get well. But guess what? He says, I spent so much time in such terrible pain and having seen glory, I wanted to go back. Piper said, the trouble was so many people were trying to help me and praying for me, and I realized I was here because people were asking God for me here. It changed his life. And so he has traveled telling people that story, wrote that book. And how wonderful it is to get a glimpse of heaven. How wonderful it is. This is the heaven I believe in. I truly believe that the God who created the universe, somebody created this thing that we all live in, Long Island, Queens, you know, Africa, USA, you know, America, and all the places. I don't think a bunch of things came together and went boom. Other people do. God bless them. They're smarter than I am. I believe a God created it, our God, into existence. And if he could create this place, and we think it's so beautiful, even with all the mess that's going on and the environmental problems we're having, we don't want to leave it. I believe that same God has created a place that is much more beautiful than this for us for eternity. And so I give God thanks and praise on this All Saints Day. Because as the songwriter says, when the saints are marching in, when the saints are marching in, I want to be there when my time comes. And so thanks be to God for his faithfulness, for the promise made by Jesus Christ. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Whoever believes in me shall never, never die. Amen.